This is day 1714 of the Oral Shulchan Yomi. Today we're supposed to be doing Simon Shin Ein Zayin Sif Beis to Simon Shin Ein Ches Sif Hey, but yesterday we finished to the end of Simon Shin Ein Zayin. So today, which is, well, I guess because my voice is not so great, today we're doing just Simon Shin Ein Ches Sif Aleph to Hey, which is a substantial amount in and of itself. Shinaches. Also, lazik mamal chaber ochen legrom shum hezek. You're not allowed to damage your friend's property and to cause any damage. Alav kashem shasul lignov legzol. Just like it's forbidden to steal or to rob. Kamochin also lazik mamal chaber soti. You're not allowed to damage your friend's property. Vav pishlo bolo shum hanom bizeh. Even though you're not deriving any benefit from this. Fim svatz shalim bara nezek lanizak. Even if you are agreeable to pay for the damage to the person who is damaged. And again, unless you need to do this to save yourself, then you do what you necessary and pay the damage to your friend. Also to even to be a causation in damages also. Bench going my day atmo, whether you cause this through yourself directly, bench going with great delay, or it's caused as a result of force which emerges for you from your arrows. In terms of paying in the court, there's a difference between garmi, which is direct causation, grama, which is indirect causation. But to fulfill the heavenly obligation that you have to make restitution, you're chayav on any type of causation. Even somebody who causes damage verbally, chayav in Yerushalayim, is liable in heavenly law. Somebody who snitches in front of a person who's a bandit, chayav in Yerushalayim, is liable even in human law. He's by Simon Shin Peches. Chen also has it, but also not allowed to damage by gaze, by with your vision. Chayav in Shemaim, and you're chayav in the heavenly law. Imizik be'eim abatul chaver, if you did cause damage by your gaze to your friend. Kachmu chazal say, also lo adam lama ba'ostei chaver b'shal shal menes kum. So you're not allowed to stand on your friend's field at the time when it is fully grown, which is Ayin Hara. And Rambam does not hold this famously. The Rambam does not pass in this Gemara. Chen kol minei hezek ria also, and this is all types of damage with visionary. Vision is also gemara l'estrach mosh chaver also beso, such as to look at what your friend is doing in his house, which is curtailing his usage of his house. So that's a different, not ayin hara, but curtailing his tashmishim. The big day sheish ba'abaso speaks about this. Chatzir simli in his yard. Much time seem kufnid out. Chacham rukhazal chazal say, hi, man, the bear, bavi, the mevi, chasida. Somebody wants to be a pious person, the kind million is talking. You shall fulfill the matters which are discussed in the order of Nizikin, in of the Shisha Sejai Mishnah. Hey, Nizikin, both in damages, hey, mechashash gezel, also concerned for robbery, veribis, and interest, usury, vana, and deceit, the cheating, etc. Like a person distance himself from his suffix of a prohibition, such as trefus, a person should distance himself from a question of money which is not his. By the rabbi of the country, this is worse. If you did violated a prohibition, tshuva between you and God, tshuva yom kippur mekaper, tshuva and yom kippur atone for you. But the things between you and your fellow man, and yom kippur mekaper, yom kippur is not an atonement. And tshuva is not effective. Actually, tshuva is like until you restore the stolen object, and appease your friend of that which will cause him anguish. Also, in any type of anguish, when a person causes anguish to his friend, his punishment is very great. So you have to, you're required to appease him until he forgives you. In damages, there's a prohibition of wasting, wanton usage, even in your own money. I'm not sure. I don't think they bring some Rabbeinu Yonah. If it's Rabbeinu Yonah who says that Zikin is a derivative of Lo Sigzo. The Torah says that Nizchei Shchenim, kind of like looking to your friend's yard, is a derivative of the Rachel Darchei Noah. Base, Kol Mazik Chayav Shalem Nezek Sholem, anybody damages who has to pay full damage, may I offer you because of from the best of his property, when if he doesn't pay money. Much less have seen him to a few tests. I feel he's gonna be shaking a minus even your damage inadvertently or by you're compelled to do so, chayev yourself to pay. Chazal expounded the pasuk, you're liable on inadvertent as if you deliberate about unnecessarily where you were compelled to do so, karotzon as if you did it out of your own volition. Dana muad la'olam, a person always considered to be muad, meaning a person is always responsible for his damages. Ben shoy ben mezib, whether he is inadvertent or deliberate. Ben ayin ben yoshu, whether he is awake or asleep. V'skim rabbi said, v'shoyin him. However, our rabbis, we showed him, all agreed. Labachol is chayev. Not in any type of onus are you chayev. The onus gomer is absolutely beyond your capacity to any about it. It's a total act of God. Potter, you are exempt. And also, Klav is that Isaiah gave a charm principle. Chol onus shuk ein kneva. Any onus which is similar to theft is potter. Kein aveda ein, which is similar to a loss, is chayev. Tesis, Babakanta Chavzayin, the rush. That which a person sleeping is liable for damages which come about as a result. Simply when he went to sleep by vessels or by a person, and he damaged him when he was sleeping, you're liable. He slept in a place which is empty. Somebody else came and lay down next to him. When he came and so put vessels next to him. These are Krishna's Hashani. And sleeper now damaged the second person, who also came by the vessels. Potter, the sleeping person is exempt. Now, Shani, one more. The second person is one who is liable for the damages. Chen Raya, Mashi's bar, Stephen, Tuffield base. Evidence comes about in the case of Menir, Sakab, which is a rabbin. Somebody puts down a jug, which is right, Vacham, Niska, Bo, Shovra. Somebody else comes and stumbles over it and breaks it. Potter is exempt. Vishain, Dari, should be on his bunny, Mitchell, and Manchel, so people don't normally look at what's on the road. Amma the bonus going to so you see an absolute onus, you're exempt. That seems to be the case. But Gimel, I have a Rambam Zalochi, but honest onus. Rambam does not distinguish between different types of compelled behavior. Custom Stam, Paragvam, Mechleva, wrote generically, Bench, I was showing you Bench onus, whether it was inadvertent or even if it was compelled. Vavgav Dibri, Rabbi Seba, Bashokhan, Mashagam, Rambam, Chag was there, even though from the author of Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the Rambam does accept this distinction between onus and onus Gomor. Chekosah, Rabbi Nevesiah, Sukhes, Mishnah, the Basiah, Spite says, Koko, Lomashkim, Lush Rambam does not seem to be the case in the language of the Rambam himself. Chekosah, Rabbi Magi, Bashak, the Rambam, Echel, the Koran, has no distinction. Near the Rambam's Filet, it seems to be the Shulchan that the Rambam holds. It came the Gomor, Machai, Bonus, Machai, Mazik, Bonus, and Zmor makes you liable in a case where you, were compelled to damage. And so chayav bonus onus is no logic to distinguish between different types of being compelled. As Philly rather holds, Malkum Sheish Acher Shagarim Nezek Zeh, if somebody else who caused this damage, Uposhe Yesim is onus, and he is more criminally negligent than the person who was compelled, Ain Lon Chayav is a Shenanas, then logic indicates we should not be make liable that person who was compelled, El Zeh Shaposhe, by the person who was negligent. So therefore, a second party comes and sleeps near him. Oh, near came and so puts vessels near him while he's sleeping. Partition of the first guy is exempt. This seems to be the case of Yushami. Yushami says, because the second guy is the one who is responsible. So the son puts down a jug of Shusarabim. That the person who put it down is criminally negligent. But Malkami look Rabin because he put it down in a place for the master walk. And Chayav Zesh Niskabal Shavar, you can't make liable the person who stumbled over it and broke it. Ufilo, therefore, im hiniach, as a kai makam shi yeshu, which is a niach, if you put the vessel in place where he's allowed to put it down, Niskabal Shavar Shavar, and then this guy stumbled over it and broke it, Chayav, the guy who stumbled is Chayav. Chayav Moisa, see when he cares, shim yashmai and nezak. Also, if there's clearly interestingly, recognizable that this was a divine intervention, this damage. He's the potter, the damager is potter. Moshe's bar, as we shall see. But Okla, God on the air, Midvara, sees another great principle of his words. This actually is a bonus chayav, that which when you damage, when you compel those to your libel, Zelchizik mamish base onus, is when you actually literally damage at the time of the onus. Konchiniska, Shasi Chazah, such as you stumbled when you were walking, Manova Kalin, you fell in a vessel, Shvab, and you broke it. Avagav Niska La Poshehu, even though a person stumbled, it's not obviously criminal, not considered criminally negligent. Kamakum Chayab, he's still Chayab, done more alone, a person's always responsible. Vimaklim Munakas, Mokushoya, Rashusla, Bala Kilanicha. And if this will, this object was, this the vessel was in a place where the owner of the vessel was allowed to put it down, chayav zeh nika, the person who stumbles is liable. Aval, but im eishin nika lo yizik, he didn't damage at the time that he stumbled. El achar she'achar nizok ayidei zeh, but later on, the damage occurred. Kol shenosa kav mayim, such as you carrying a jug of water. Niskan, you stumbled, v'nafon, you fell, v'nishbur ha'mayim, and the water spilled, v'nishbur ha'kad, and the vessel broke. V'lach ish acher, and then another person walked by, v'lach ma'mayim, and he slipped in the water, or b'shivri ha'kad, or on the broken pieces of pottery. Ha'potterish, the first guy's example, lo yizikul b'yadayim, because he didn't directly damage him with his own hands. Shagorein, but he caused sh'acher yelo hezek, you know, the second person have damage through him. He's not criminally negligent. He's not chayev in that he caused the damage. Although I'm not sure about Bidei Shamayim. It says that's in brackets. This resolves the tesis. Minyach Tav Chav Zayin on base. Tav Raya is the evidence for this. Dinei Rama Perek Vav Michayvel Kesef. Rama writes a Mazik Mamu Chaver. Somebody who damages his friend's monetary property chayev l'shalim nezek shalim, has to pay full damages. Bein she'shogeg, bein she'mei onus. Whether it was inadvertent or compelled, I raise a kamezin. It's as if he did it deliberately. Case and how so? Nothing in a gag. You fall off a roof. The shavas that came broke kelim. Or she niskalk shumach, or you stumbled and you were walking. Enough al keli, and you fell in the vessel of shavas and broken. Chayev nezek shalim, has to pay full damages. Shneimar makeh beimo yishalmeno. Some of you smites the animal should pay. Lo chila kosa ben shalim mazin, and the person does not distinguish between deliberate or inadvertent. I call it shoro. Breaker given this moment, the entire kosa of the Ram writes there. Nishma kara, which is Ram, is if his jug broke, which is the Ram, you look like echo mine. Some of you slipped in the water, or shloka ben chasel, or was damaged by the broken shards. Parts of your exam, onosu, because you are compelled. I call it shoro. Yeshua, you have to say, Rei Afilu Bonus, Chaim Yitzhak, what do you mean? He's compelled. Even if someone's compelled, it's liable to damages. Phantom, I can't say, Davka, she's a Kalim Chayev, that only if you damage vessels, you're liable. I mean, it's a good point. If you damage a person, you're exempt. The other, on the contrary, Nitzke, Adam, Chavri, Nitzke, Kalim. It's more severe than damaging a person, damaging vessels. But furthermore, the Gemara does show me Petza, Tachas, Petza. The Gemara expounds from a wound in lieu of a wound. The Chayev Yitzhak makes it to say you're liable for inadvertent, like with deliberate, and compelled, like willfully. For Rambam Shadosh Mikra, the Ma'akab Eimu Shomeno, the Rambam expounds this pasuk, Ma'akab Eimu Shomeno, somebody who smites animal must pay for it. Borrowed Lotem Adafkam Nizki Odom Chayim, it doesn't mean it's literally in the damages of human beings and not damages of animals. Don't say it. Zeh Vimikra, Zeh Dafil Bivheimu Chayim, Vudin Chayim, and therefore it's in this pasuk, that you're Chayim in a Behema and also by Chayim. Avadil chilku, rather, the difference is to be sure, sheniska, nofa, other makem, yizikar. When you stumbled, you fell on a person or vessels and damaged them, yechayev. I was there, shenishma, kado. Somebody's jug broke. Veloisi, bishai, smites, did not damage at that point in time. Ashkai, nisnasi, but other, but rather later on, so became damaged on it. According to that case, a potter exam, they should honest because you were compelled. Hey, who feeds the Yeshua, we're going to this, we understand. But if Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, in the Mesesh, the Bekat, since he found a dick, the Lashon Rambam, Shperva, Mechavel, Bekat, it's one Rambam, see what time he based, you receive, you dial, Zion, Kosef, Misha, a tone, Kat, somebody was holding on to a jug, Viniska, and he stumbled, Vinishma, a car, and the jug broke, Vizik, Lachem, Shas, the Fila, and damaged other people at the time it fell, Potter's exempt, this guy Poshay, who somebody stumbled, is not a criminal, not criminally negligent, not Kalashon. So Shah Tusham is the language of the tour. For Lo Tok Lashon Rambam, should break your gimel, and he's Kimaman Shereinu. And it doesn't mean that in the language of the Rambam, which he meant, the Vali Daz Dur Kenu. So Masi the tour holds that this way. Shem Chalibin Osonis, they distinguish between types of onus. For Lo Daz Rambam, the Rambam is not. In that case, why is it chayev when he stumbled and fell on a vessel and broke it? If not chayev later on, it's not chayev that time point either. If he needs to find out in both cases, you're nikkav. You stumbled. But the Torah does not write this aspect of stumbling. Okay, this is the middle of discussion, but that's it for today, actually. Let's do Vav, because really it finishes the issue, and we're not really ahead, but not be right. So I'm right. Maybe it's just really after the old days. It's supposed the nitzka loavi on his karma. Somebody stumbles. It's not complete honest. If you chayav another kaiyos shor, therefore he's liable. He fell in a vessel and broke it. Avo basically on the mishas ma'ase. If you damage the person at the time you were falling, you're potter. Let me show you on kimel kaim. Not because a person is molested by the vessels. I'm showing that nitzka ganki olish shmar satzma. Because the person who was damaged also should have safeguarded himself. It's true, it's not criminally negligent. It's not like somebody put vessels by somebody sleeping, should see base. But Misha also make the first guy liable. He also wasn't criminally negligent. And that which he says in Simon Tovi base, he damaged others. We damaged human beings. Not because Adam should have been careful. The behemoth came chayev, which was not done by a behemoth and kelim. You're chayev because, like we said here, because they have no sense of being careful. Vavshi shavim divir abeinu be beisaisim. You know, it's not beisaisim. Come, dinar eikah. That's the rama. Kamosh kasavnu. They chayev even oinus. Lochein lo kasav atur bekan hach niskosh kas rama. Therefore, the tour does not write this issue of stumbling like the rama does. But feel if he must have seen dalat shin. Anybody who stumbles by something else, whether they clay like a vessel or midget or a ramp or a slope or glide or ice, no matter what, it's the same thing, and you are chayev no matter what on Niske Kalim, not on Niske Adam, but the other person should have been careful. I'm going to stop here for today.